from the blue to the dark. Big Finish presents Doctor Who Short Trips, The Last Day at Work by Harry Draper, read by Nicholas Briggs. It was inside his head again. Bernard Whittam had a feeling that it would be back. He had been waiting for it. In the stillness of the evening, he could hear a wheezing, groaning noise, like somebody breathing down the back of his neck. The landlady, Beatrice, rang the bell and bellowed at the top of her voice, "The man of the hour has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. Oh no, wait, it's only Bernard." One was a dashing young man in a saffron tunic and tartan kilt. His companion, older and shorter in stature, was an impish figure in a frock coat and checkered trousers, both too large for him. A crooked bow tie loosely hung round his collar. Barnes Common was serene, the sun long since set. Bernard maintained a measured pace as he walked behind the doctor and Jamie. He wanted them both where he could see them. "If a tree falls and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound?" Jamie could see the doctor's breath in the cold of the night. "I'm particularly sensitive to time. We have a unique relationship." Big Finish. We love stories.